On your buggy, what were the wheels made from?
The part that went over the axle was made out of iron, wrought iron, I think. But then it was on the outer edge, it was made out of wood, and the spokes were made out of wood. And then it had a rim around it that was made out of wood, oak, that had been, you know, had been bent while it was wet.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the outside, you had tires. Now those tires were made out of wrought iron. And one of the things that I used to do as a child was to watch the local blacksmith shrink those tires. The weather would get real dry, and the tires would get loose on the wagon, on the wagons and on the buggies, and they would rattle, rattle, rattle. So you would take it to the blacksmith shop, and he would rework that rim or tire, you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he would get it real hot in the what do you call that fire they have? I can't remember.
That's before my time.
Well, it wasn't before my time, but I can't remember. Anyway, he would get it real hot, and then he'd take his hammer and beat on it, and after a while, he'd throw it in some water. It was real cold. I mean, it was real hot. He'd get it red hot, and he would just throw it over into that water, and that would shrink it.
Oh, yeah.
He would get it real hot and put it back on the wagon, put it back on the wheels. You know, the wheel that was made out of oak. And then as soon as he got it on there, he'd throw it into the water so it would shrink it back to the size to fit the wheel.
Uh-huh.
And then he would take nails and nail it down.
All right.
Now they do that with the wagons and with the buggies and with the surreys and whatever.
Yeah. When did you ever have like a wagon type for loading stuff on?
Well, we had two horse wagons. We didn't have a buckboard, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, if you had a load of stuff and you're going to take it like down into town or something, how would you phrase that?
You loaded the wagon. You took a wagon load.
Mm-hmm. Did
and
you,
big one?
Did you go ahead? And
no. What were you doing?
If you took that stuff into town.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back and loaded up again, and then took that into town and came back and loaded up again. What would you say you were doing?
You were hauling.
Mm-hmm.
You were hauling something. Now they didn't usually do it like that if they could help it, because town was 10 miles away, and that would take a good long while. So you would send. We had a little railroad that passed that went by out. Well, it went through Cotton and Hensington, and we would haul stuff to the railroad and ship it.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally, you did take something to town. You did take a load of something to town in the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
But you always figured out something else you could bring back. You didn't
You didn't haul empty loads in there.
You didn't bring back an empty wagon if you could help it, because it would. You know, it was such a chore to go after whatever you would have to haul from town.
Okay, say you were out going down the road going to town, and there's something like a log or something in the way, and you got out of your surrey or
buggy or
your
whatever,
buggy. And so I'm gonna do what to that log?
I'm going to move it.
Mm-hmm. Are you, or what else could you say?
Roll it out of the way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's a log, you can roll it out of the way.
Or maybe it was too heavy to roll and you're going to hook it up to your horse.
You drag it.
Uh-huh.
You drag it out of the way.
All right.